mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
She's leaving us in a few minutes, and I'll get into some other news issues and items internationally, nationally. But she's Dr. Wing Wing Wong, and you saw her get arrested for simply asking a mass murdering killer. Killed more people, works for the government that killed more people than Hitler and Stalin. Openly selling organs on the world market, publicly doing it. The big story is our media spins it and acts like they don't know if it's true, when in the past they've admitted it. And I just want to commend you, Dr. Wong, for your amazing courage. My heart goes out to you. I will pray for you. I believe in what you're doing. Your courage is amazing. You totally did what Americans wouldn't do. You shifted it away from this love fest with this murderer and made everybody face the evil of our country being in bed with these people. And then you bring up how the top communist general says they're targeting 200 U.S. cities, called a press conference, said they'll preemptively kill us. They're threatening to kill all our families, but our government loves them and Walmart loves them. This is serious business. Closing comments here in the last few minutes, Doctor.
And there was one thing I want to say, and for Falun Gong practitioner, they are very peaceful. For me, there's one thing that you talk about me, I just want to make one correction, because I came to this country 20 years ago and as a student. Then I got a PhD in University of Chicago, then I passed the board exam, and so I trained in as a pathologist in UC San Diego, University of California, San Diego, and the Mount Sinai Hospital. Now I'm currently the chief editor for the Medicine and the Life magazine, and I volunteer to do this for the Epoch Time, especially the health related to the news. The really reason I'm doing this time, because I feel the urgency to stop the life harvested organ from practitioner. They are peaceful. They just simply have this belief and practice something good for them body and mind, and they should have a right and a privilege for
them. Yes, doctor. But I would add to that the addendum. That you've already made them shut down one of the execution harvesting centers, at least for a few weeks when they had a staged inspection. So you have already saved some lives.
And so I want this Chinese leader to know what's going on, and that if they really want to work for the people, they should investigate fully. And I opened up this for independent international team to fully investigate throughout all the labor camp in China.
Let me ask you a question.
Time.
So you're calling for international investigation. Let me ask you a question. How do the communist police and military feed on their own people? How do they bash babies' brains out? How do they steal organs? How do they engage in this evil and feel good about themselves?
And these are two witnesses told us, because her husband is removed the cornea from practitioner Falun Gong. And he told us that Falun Gong, they gave the anesthetic. Then they actually took the organ, because the blood, for example, the heart, when you take it out, within 4 or 6 hours, you should transplant. Otherwise, they died, no use. So they just do it in live the person, then they gave it to, then they basically kill the person, live the person, then gave it to another. The heart they sell in international community is $200,000. That's $2 million Chinese dollars. For the kidney, they sell the $62,000. I'm not saying for lie and anything. Anyone can log in their website and to take a look at.
Now, tell us that website, because they're doing this for money, is what you're saying. Give us
the
website.
You just go website, type in the China International Transplantation Center, Assistance Center. So yesterday, the British Ethics Committee for Transplantation Center, Dr. Wigmore, come out and say they are going to investigate this issue, because they realize a lot of more patients from British went to China to have a transplantation within short time. They like to look into what's behind it.
Absolutely. Doctor, again, I only want to commend you for your amazing courage. We salute you, Dr. Wong.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Crashing to the lies and disinformation. Going light years beyond the false left-right paradigm. I am your host. And we are joined by an amazing individual. Got a chance to see him on Austin television a few years ago and meant to get him on then and just somehow dropped the ball. But he's with us today, and we've got links to his bio and links to his websites up on InfoWars.com right now. We're going to tell you about Dr. Bob Bowman, then we're going to go to him. Dr. Robert M. Bowman is president of the Institute for Space and Security Studies, executive vice president of Millennium 3 Corporation, presiding archbishop of the United Catholic Church, the recipient of the Eisenhower Medal, the George F. Keane Peace Prize, the President's Medal of Veterans for Peace, the Republican Aviation Air Power Award, the Society of American Military Engineers Gold Medal twice, the Air Medal with 5 Oak Leaf Clusters, 101 combat missions over Vietnam as a fighter bomber, and numerous other awards. He is one of the country's foremost authorities on national security. And U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former director of the Star Wars Defense Program under Presidents Ford and Carter when it was top secret, not known, of course, until 1980. Until July 82, he was vice president of Space Communications Company. And it just goes on for several pages, ladies and gentlemen. He has a Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from Caltech. Dr. Bowman has lectured the National War College, the United Nations, Congressional Caucuses, the Academics of Science of Six Nations, and the House of Lords. He has appeared on McLaren Near ABC News, Larry King Show, Donahue, Firing Line. It goes on and on. And he's lectured before the National Cathedral and the churches of many faiths, including Roman Catholic, Protestant, Anglican, Orthodox Christians, churches, Jewish synagogues, Muslim mosques, Bob Bowman was the first presidential candidate officially recognized by the Reform Party in 99, and it goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. He's renounced NAFTA, GATT, the WTO, and globalism, the whole New World Order system. But he's here today to talk about 9/11 and Star Wars, so we are honored to have him. Dr. Bowman, some stations just joined us a few minutes ago, but let's plunge right into 9/11 and the official 9/11 fable. Several years ago, you began to speak out about it. How did Bin Laden make NORAD stand down? What made the buildings fall? Building 7, Bin Laden's a known CIA asset. The drills that day, the public officials warned not to fly. The hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. All of this is admitted. Give us your take, sir, on September 11th.
Well, first of all, I'm not a wild-eyed conspiracy theorist, and I think the most unbelievable conspiracy of all is the official one told by the U.S. government.
It's patently impossible from every angle.
Absolutely. So, you know, yes, it was a conspiracy. We know that. One person can't dream this up in his room and go do it himself. There were a lot of people involved, so it was a conspiracy. The only question is, who were the conspirators? And that's where I think we disagree with the government and its official conspiracy theory.
Break it down for us. I'd like you to go further than you've ever gone with us today. Millions of people tune in right now to hear you, sir. I know you've written analysis. You've spoken on it. You're part of the Scholars for Truth. But, I mean, break down for us from any angle you wish. Who has the motive? You know, PNAC called for stuff like this. Brzezinski said it would be helpful. I mean, go over it from any position you wish to discuss it.
Okay, well, let's say I first got an inkling that something was wrong with what we were being told on September 12th, 2001, when all of a sudden this government that was so clueless that it had no idea that something like this could possibly happen was giving us the names and pictures of all of these 19 Arab hijackers. And, you know, I thought right then, something is fishy.
And just a quick caveat, Tenet, before the second tower was even hit, is on record telling ABC News it was Bin Laden. So in the middle of the attack, they're already saying.
That's right. That's right. They've got their patsy pre-selected. And, you know, maybe Bin Laden was involved. Bin Laden and his 19 Arabs were far from the whole picture. They could not have pulled off something like this, and there's just too much evidence. Another thing that convinced me that we're not being given the truth is the massive cover-up and destruction of evidence by our government. If our government has nothing to hide, why are they hiding all the evidence? Why are they destroying all of the physical evidence from the World Trade Center? Why are they confiscating surveillance videos from the Pentagon? Why are they confiscating and destroying voice tapes from the air traffic controllers? I mean, the list goes on and on.
Confiscating the three boxes they found undamaged, firefighters on record, and emergency workers saying the FBI took them out on ATVs.
And, you know, if they don't have anything to hide, show us the evidence. That's my position. And
well, I mean, let me digress here. I mean, you're 101 combat missions, and you can tell us about the aircraft you flew in Vietnam, and I've interviewed a lot of other airline pilots, current and former fighter pilots. They say that I mean, these guys couldn't get Cessnas off the ground, admittedly, when they were creating their history, their ledger. They're in Florida. They jumped out of a Cessna, unable to get it off the ground, but now they're going to T-bone 75% of their targets in maneuvers that fighter pilots say they couldn't do, but one time out of 10. Is that accurate?
That sounds accurate. Now, I haven't actually, I've heard about some of the maneuvers that have been pulled, but you know, I didn't really see those things come in, whatever they were. And I don't know if the maneuvers that, you know, actually happened. But if it's as it has been described, then yes, that's a heck of a feat for these Arabs that essentially flunked out of flight school. But the big thing is they never would have gotten near those targets if ordinary common sense standard procedures had been followed. You remember several years ago, Payne Stewart and his little private plane lost radio contact. So, by golly, 16 minutes later, there were fighter jets up escorting that thing, making sure that it didn't hit in a populated area and do some damage.
That's right. The accounts by the FAA are between 16 and 18 minutes later, five F-16s were shadowing the aircraft.
And, you know, this was standard, and such intercepts happened dozens of times
67,
in 1981.
Well, yeah, well 67 times in the year before 2001.
That's correct. And so a lot of people said, why didn't we intercept? And there were a lot of people at the beginning of the 9/11 truth movement that blamed the interceptor pilots and saying, why were they going so slow? And
it's now come out they were ordered to fly at 350-something miles an hour, F-16 stalling speed.
Well, I haven't seen that, but I did some calculations which with the timeline that shows that from the time they got the word to scramble, because of considerations like takeoff roll, acceleration time, climb time, turn time, effect on of altitude on top speed, wind, I see no evidence that the interceptor pilots couldn't have gotten to their targets any faster. You can't instantaneously from takeoff fly at your top advertised speed of an F-15. It's just physically impossible. But there's a second thing. They were scrambled about a half an hour too late.
So they would have been scrambled on time. They could
if they'd have been scrambled on time, they could have flown at whatever speed they actually flew at, and they could have intercepted those aircraft before they got to the World Trade Center, and of course, 77, they could have intercepted long before it ever got near the Pentagon or Washington, D.C. at all.
Now you're talking about like over an hour and a half time to do that.
Absolutely. So, but Flight 11, the first one to hit the World Trade Center, that's the critical thing. And, you know, standard procedures. I used to be an interceptor pilot. I know the drill. I know how long it takes. I know what you do. And the fact of the matter is that when an airliner or any other aircraft goes significantly off course, or it loses voice communications, or the transponder signal is lost.
There's a scramble.
Any one of those three. Now, in this case, all three of those things happened, and still there was no scramble.
And by the way, for those that don't know, that is the default setting. They don't even need orders. It just happens.
That's absolutely right. They had to be
countermanded.
Somehow prevented from doing the normal thing. So if our government, somewhere in our government, if they had just stayed out of it and let normal things happen, those aircraft would have been intercepted, the World Trade Centers would still be standing, and thousands of dead Americans would be alive. Somewhere, treason happened.
Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program, combat pilot Vietnam, 100-plus missions. He'll be joining us to talk more about 9/11 with his in-depth expertise, and then we'll talk about Star Wars. Stay with us. We'll be right back, sir.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer, I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick, that one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Longs, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Message in a bottle. And the word is getting out. Dr. Bowman, our guest, short segment. We'll come back in a long segment and have more time. Dr. Bowman, continuing with 9/11. I mean, I brought up a few of the facets that concern me. You know, you talk about whatever really did hit the Pentagon, and that's a whole other area of debate. But what about all the public officials being warned? What about Bush, his different think tanks saying we need terrorist attacks to mobilize the American people? Dr. Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program, who has a motive in all of this?
Well, naturally, you follow the money, but the biggest motive were the neoconservatives that run our government, because they said in a paper beginning around 1991 and continuing, and the paper was revised and published again in 2000, before George W. Bush ever became president, and of course long before 9/11, they published this paper in Progress for a New American Century, and the authors of that were Libby, Pearl, Wolfowitz, Jeb Bush, all the usual suspects.
Cheney,
of course. And they said in there that the United States must occupy Iraq permanently, not just because of Iraq's oil, but to use Iraq as a staging base for the military control of Iran, Syria, Saudi Arabia, because they think, you know, the royal family could get kicked out there, and the southern Russian republics around the Caspian. And we're talking about, in that area, maybe $2 trillion worth of oil and gas. And control of those resources and the pipelines through Afghanistan and through Iran and through Bosnia, by the way, and even Clinton was in on this stuff. This is an enormous financial incentive for people who are involved in the oil and gas business, and of course that includes practically all the top people in our government.
And then voila, the people who have the motive and have the capability to carry it out magically preside over the entire attack and then get what they want out of it.
Yeah, and of course, in that same PNAC document, which was on their website, I don't know if it's still there. I think they may have taken it out or cleaned it up.
No, it's still there. Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 2000.
But in the version that I saw on their website, they admitted in that document that the American people would never stand for this unless there was, to use their phrase, a new Pearl Harbor. And, okay, of course, that's what 9/11 was.
And then Brzezinski in 97 in the Grand Chessboard said, to mobilize our slaves for a war with the barbarians, we need a helpful Pearl Harbor event on the same scale or larger.
Yeah.
Interesting that 9/11 killed about the exact number that Pearl Harbor did, almost 3,000.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, it, you know, our government could say, well, this was a case of massive incompetence. Well, if that is the case, then how come nobody in the chain of command from the top all the way down to the poor pilots flying those interceptors, how come none of them were fired, none of them were reprimanded, none of them were court-martialed? Matter of fact, the key players in this whole mess were promoted or given medals of freedom.
Yeah, General Myers gets promoted to the chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff. The FBI agents that blocked other FBI agents from, quote, stopping the hijackers got record cash bonuses. And at the same time, Bush went to the CIA a week after. Remember the standing ovation? They acted like they just won the Super Bowl. Remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, what was that celebration?
Well, they got what they wanted.
They sure did. Stay there, sir. I want to come back, talk more about 9/11 and get into Star Wars and talk about what you're doing right now. You're trying to do something about all this. Folks can help you. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, your host.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
First head in two administrations of the secret Star Wars program during Ford and, of course, Jimmy Carter, combat fighter pilot, Vietnam, presidential candidate for the Reform Party. It goes on and on, Dr. Bob Bowman. But that's coming up here in just a few minutes, and I'm going to try to twist his arm to stay in a few minutes of the next hour so we can get all the questions answered. I know there's a lot of callers. We haven't been taking calls lately, but I'll take a few before this segment right now ends. Before we go back to our guest, I didn't plug it last hour, so I better do it right now. I've made 14 films. They're some of the best out there, bar none. I was the first to expose 9/11 2 months before it happened. I've never done it before or since. I said, call the White House, tell them, don't attack the World Trade Center. That's the type of sources I got in the Pentagon, okay? It's on record, videos in my film, Masters of Terror. I've made Martial Law, my newest and most powerful film on 9/11, and it covers wide-spectrum data, prior knowledge, motive, how they did it, why they did it, what they did, their history, other government-sponsored terror events. They're the most effective at waking people up because we just don't focus on one or two issues. We focus on hundreds, rapid fire. Get Martial Law. It's 3 hours long. It's really three films in one. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. Get the classic. The film I made just 2 months after 9/11. We had a second edition 6 months after. That's the one we carry today. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, still one of the preeminent films. A lot of you haven't seen it. You need to have it. Of course, then there's the film, The Masters of Terror, that I produced on the subject. My book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. Then there's a Synthetic Terror, 9/11, Made in the USA by Webster Tarpley. We carry that. We carry a lot of other books and videos. We carry the materials you need. So go to the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com and get those books and videos and make copies. My films are open for you to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. Air them on Access TV. I want to thank those that have. It's had a huge effect. Or you can simply call toll-free. They can answer your questions and take your order. We got a bunch of big discounts we're running right now and specials. Be sure and ask about the specials. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And we're just running this for a few more days. Just a few more days, and we're going to close up the spring special. You get 5+ months, almost half a year free at PrisonPlanet.tv when you get a year membership. So you pay for 6 months, and you get 5+ months free. A little over 6 months you pay for, and you get 5.3 months free to be precise. All 14 of my films, my weekly TV report, all my best audio interviews, videotaped interviews in studio with in-studio guests. You also get my book, Paul Watson's book. Just hundreds and hundreds of pieces of media. Loose Change 2 is up there. You can also get a hard copy from us, PrisonPlanet.tv. So please don't procrastinate. And be sure and support our guests. Go to his website and see the things he's up to right now with his valiant stand against the globalist and the New World Order. Going back to our guest, just spelling it out, Dr. Bowman, 9/11, the changes that have happened in America, how they were ready with sweeping legislation that has nothing to do with stopping, quote, terrorists, if they even exist outside of intelligence agencies handling or creation. Looking at what America's turned into today, isn't that just more evidence of who the real perpetrators of 9/11 are?
Well, I would certainly think so. Way back when, I used to be a conservative Republican, and there were conservative Republicans then like Bob Taft, and he was called Mr. Republican, and he stood for three main things. Number one was fiscal responsibility. Number two was avoiding foreign military entanglements. And number three was protecting the individual rights of Americans. Now, that's what a conservative Republican used to be. We don't have any of those in our government now because these guys have done all just the opposite. Fiscal responsibility is taking a surplus and turning it into the biggest deficit in our history. Fiscally responsible. And of course, foreign military entanglements. Never has our military been stretched so thin and sacrificed so much to do so little except for the big money interests. And thirdly, of course, what you were alluding to is individual rights. This administration, with their Patriot Act, which they rammed through after 9/11, and most of the people in Congress didn't even get a chance to read it. This has done more to destroy the rights of Americans than all of our enemies combined.
I agree with you. Getting back to 9/11, I mean, just stating it on the record, in your gut, from all the analysis you've done, you've already said their official story is impossible. Mm-hmm. Clearly, sir, I mean, from all the evidence you've got, if you were a police officer, if you were a detective, who would you investigate? Who do you believe carried 9/11 out?
Well, if I had to narrow it down to one person, of course, I think my prime suspect would be Dick Cheney. But the fact of the matter is that there needs to be a true independent investigation, not the kind of sham investigations that we have had with the 9/11 omission and all the rest of that.
By the way, we went to a press conference on Friday and confronted Chairman Keene, and we said, well, you were appointed by Bush. He said, no, I was appointed, and we went, yeah, but you appointed everybody else. It's the same thing. And then we brought up Building 7, and he said he didn't know anything about Building 7.
Yeah, well, that so-called 9/11 commission omitted anything that might be the least bit suspicious or embarrassing or in any way detract from the official conspiracy theory. So it was a A total whitewash.
Here's a better way for me to ask the question.
And unbelievable.
Who is the only group? Who are the only groups? What is the only organizations that could carry out something on the scale of 9/11?
Well, you see, where I'm coming from is I don't believe that we have the evidence to know whether Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda was involved, and the people in our government simply got wind of it and capitalized on it and made sure that nobody interfered with it, or if the thing was planned from beginning to end.
Well, what you just said, the first thing is bare minimum. I mean, the first thing is bare minimum.
Bare minimum, that's right.
Bare minimum, but then look at all the
other... We don't know if it's even worse than that, that it was totally planned and carried out by people other than the official suspects.
Well, sir, I mean, Dr. Bowman, you headed up the Star Wars program, highly decorated, you know, worked at the highest levels of government. When you talk to your former colleagues in and out of government, I mean, certainly they've got to know. They're not stupid either.
Well, the thing is, I don't... the people who were in that military chain of command, from the evidence that I've seen, I'm not sure that any of them below the people directly involved with the White House, I don't believe that any of the people in the military chain of command necessarily knew what was going on. They could have been all innocent tools of the people that were pulling the strings.
Is that why the drills were used to confuse everybody?
The drills, absolutely. Those... exercises that went on that morning simulating the exact kind of thing that was in fact happening, so confused the people in the FAA and NORAD and whatnot that they didn't know what was real and what was part of the exercise. And I think that the people that planned and directed and carried out those exercises, they're the ones that should be the object of investigation.
Well,
and
that's
again,
I
don't want to prejudge who was guilty. After all, I'm running for Congress, and I'm hoping when I get to Congress to get a real investigation going to raise questions. And I don't want to be presumptuous and get up there and say, I have the answers. What I want to do is to get up there and prove that we don't know the answers and that the official answers we've been given are impossible. We've got to dig deeper and we've got to look elsewhere and see if we can get a real investigation going.
Obviously, but I mean,
eventually,
as you said,
prove who was responsible.
But I mean, as you say, all the evidence, the only people that could carry this out is the highest levels of the black op, black world squads, the private corporations that basically run our government.
That sounds good to me.
Well, I mean, I appreciate your courage in even going this far and saying the whole thing's a fraud and that your main suspect is Dick Cheney. That's extremely strong. What about the police officer? What about the FBI agent listening right now who's a good person themselves, Dr. Bowman, so they can't believe that other people in government or in the system, in the black world, could be involved in something like this? What would you say to those naive souls out there?
Well, there were a lot of FBI people that did their jobs and reported things that that got absorbed into the system somehow and got never acted on.
Yeah, they specifically said, these guys are hijackers, they're going to attack the World Trade Center, and they were ordered, you'll be arrested if you don't drop this case.
Yeah. And so, to those folks that were trying to do their job and protect this country, I say, you know, keep doing your job and protect this country by blowing the whistle and investigating the real perpetrators.
If they would have blown the whistle publicly and gone ahead and gone to jail, we might see 3,000 people still alive.
Well, that's possible, but, you know, I've been a whistleblower myself, and I know it's very, very difficult. And I've been the subject of attempted bribery, attempted blackmail, phone taps, CIA harassment, FBI, IRS, and death threats. And so I know what can happen.
Oh, I know too, sir. I've experienced, and I wasn't the head of the Star Wars program, the most classified government program we know of in existence for 6 years as you were. But let me bring this up. A lot of experts believe, a lot of other prominent people are going public. They believe that the globalists are going to carry out another terror attack in the Western world very soon because their entire agenda is stalling. We also have gotten a Republican memo saying they, quote, need another 9/11 or they're cooked.
Yeah, I can see that. And I hope they can't pull it off. I hope that they are prevented from pulling it off. But I know darn good and well they'd like to have another one.
You think they're scared, though, because so many people are pointing the finger at them? I mean, I think that's really has already held back an attack.
Quite possibly. They fooled most of the American people once, but I don't know whether they could ever get away with it again.
What are your former fighter pilot buddies from Nam who know about aircraft and what they do and what happens? I mean, what are they saying about 9/11?
Well, most of them, not much, but privately, I haven't gotten any disagreement from any of them on the things that I'm saying.
Same thing. I mean, I personally know current airline pilots that are flying 777s and stuff, and they just go, of course it was an inside job, but they won't say it publicly.
Yeah, that's right. They want to hang on to their jobs and protect their families and all the rest of it, and I understand that.
But, I mean, what's going to happen when national polls show the majority of Americans are saying inside job now, Doctor?
Well, problem is we don't have anybody in Congress that's capable of making and willing to make enough noise to get something to really happen.
Well, Ron Paul tries.
Oh, yeah. Ron Paul tries, and we've got a few courageous people on both sides of the aisle.
Cynthia McKinney.
Cynthia McKinney.
And now they're trying to arrest her.
And, we have a handful of women Democrats up there to augment the courage of Ron Paul. But to be honest, I don't see... is it only the Democratic women that have the cojones to do something? it's a strange situation. But things may change. There are now 72 of us. Well, as of 2 weeks ago when I was up in Washington, D.C., there were 72 of us who are the Fighting Dems, the Band of Brothers, all combat veterans, all running for Congress for the first time, and all running against the Iraq war.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think of this gaggle of chicken hawks? I mean, you had SAM missiles shooting at you in AAA. I mean, 101 missions, as highly decorated as it gets for the Air Force. I mean, it's highly decorated until the Congressional Medal of Honor. What is it like for you to then just see these little wimpy chicken hawks running around talking tough and saying, bring it on?
Well, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I really didn't want to run for office again. I tried to find somebody younger and healthier, but when it came right down to it, there wasn't anybody else, nobody else that was capable, willing, had the information I've got, and so I just had to put my money where my mouth was and say, okay, I will run. And the Democrats pleaded with me to take their nomination, and because the incumbent Republican is one of those that just does whatever Bush and Karl Rove tells them to do.
Tell us where you're running and how folks can support you.
Well, I'm running in Florida District 15 against Dave Weldon, and the way people can support me is simply by going to my website, Bowman2006.com, and reading the issues and whatnot that I stand for, and and sending me money. We got a PayPal link right on there, or they can just fire off a check and mail it to me.
Well, I can think of no better type candidate than yourself. We need more people in there that know what's happening.
And well, I appreciate that. You know, we've raised about $7,000 so far, and my incumbent opponent has a war chest between $4 and $5 million. Now, we're not going to match that, and frankly, I'm not even going to try. But we need enough money to get the message out to the people of this district, to make them aware of the issues and to give them a choice, a chance to really vote. If you're not the incumbent, nobody knows your name, and it's very, very difficult. The last time around, this incumbent won by a 2-to-1 margin. That's not going to happen again, I can guarantee you. But I think we have a real chance of winning this
game. Oh, yeah, there's a big...
We get a little help.
Well, Ron Paul has said we need to remove the Republicans. He says we've got to check this executive monopoly that's formed. I mean, Bush is saying it's above the
and
law.
And all of the lily-livered Democrats that supported the president in the war and all this other stuff as well are too chicken to stand up about 9/11.
Stay there, sir. We're going to take a call from Ron in New York when we get back, and I hope to twist your arm to stay a little bit more with us to talk about Star Wars.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We moved the network last week up in Minnesota to new, bigger, better offices. And so I didn't do the first few days of the week, and so I didn't skip Friday to go confront Chairman Keene up in Georgetown when he was talking to the Southwestern University there. But I did send some of my crew, and we've got amazing video report that's going to be going up later this afternoon on InfoWars.com and a text report that we're going to put together about what happened. But Bob Dacey, I know is waiting in the wings, local TV host, one of my progeny in the fight against the globalist. I'm very proud of that because he's very astute and now writes articles for national publications about the globalist. I would ask Bob to come on the last 30 minutes of the show, so I know he's called in, so I can play some of these clips. We have five clips coming up near the end of the broadcast, and so we can play those short clips and get Bob's take on that, so we'll see if we can do that. Right now, Ron in New York's been holding for eons. I'm not going to take any other calls, folks, because we don't have time. And our guest, Dr. Bowman's going to stay with us graciously 20 minutes in the next hour. Ron in New York, I know you're chomping at the bit to talk. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have several things that I want to touch on. They may be different, but I want to ask the audience to use its comparative logic to come to an intelligent conclusion. First off, the doctor had mentioned that they're waiting for another event to occur. Well, we all know, if we've been watching TV this weekend, that the heat has been turned up on Iran. I watch news reports in which all of a sudden Iran is supposed to have this missile torpedo. The unembedded press reports that there are rumors coming out of 10 Downing Street of the United States.
Yeah, no. I mean, they're saying that Iran is going to be attacked. It may be this month or next year, but it's going to come. 200 sites are going to get slammed. And they're claiming they have super EMP bombs like Saddam's railgun, just more Buck Rogers bull. Do you have a comment or question for Dr. Bowman?
Well, I would like to solicit the doctor's comment, but I also would like to get on to some other points that are very important.
Okay, well, that's one question on that. What's the next point?
Okay, the next point is this. As reported in the New York Times Magazine on March the 12th, 6 degrees of separation, the government is coming up very soon with a new matrix database system, in which basically the standard set for it is that everybody will appear culpable and be in there. Now, the amazing thing about it, and I ask your audience to consider on the face of it how preposterous this is. The NSA has a database in which they say 325,000 people in this country are potential terrorists. Now, if you were to believe that 325,000 people in the United States are terrorists, then you would have to buy into a preposterous belief that we have an army of terrorists on American soil that is almost three times or more than three times the size of the American army on the ground in Iraq.
And for 4.5 years they haven't struck us. And then you look at the London bombing, and that was clearly MI5, MI6. That's now been confirmed conclusively. Dr. Bowman, thanks for the call, Ron. Can you comment on both those points?
Well, yeah, I believe that they want very much to attack Iran, and we've got to prevent that. I would like, with some of the time that we have left, to comment on what is going on now in Iraq and what we should do about that and how that dovetails into preventing an attack against Iran.
What do you think about all these databases tracking Americans, the Real ID Act?
Well, that goes along with the whole Patriot Act and trying to limit the freedoms of the American people, and it's the kind of thing that we should not allow.
Is this, Ron Paul and many others have said, we're in danger of a dictatorship and a total takeover. Do you agree?
I do indeed. I think there's been nothing closer to fascism than what we've seen lately from this government.
Do you believe they're attempting to perfect a literal dictatorship?
It certainly appears that way.
All right, Doctor, stay there. We'll get into Iraq. We'll get into Iran. We'll get in, before you leave, to Star Wars. I got a few questions for you on that. We've got him for 20 more minutes. Third hour starts in 70 seconds.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.